This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Lark in Texas is with us. Link to larkintexas.blogspot.com on page one of USA Prepares. And, Lark, you mentioned Homeowners Association. And I just wanted to let you know that our daughter bought a house many years ago. And she got a letter from the Homeowners Association showing a picture of her house, the front of her house, and indicating that the screens on the windows, a couple of them did not match. So the screens didn't, two of the screens or three of the screens didn't match all the other screens on the front of the house. And she was notified that if she did not get that corrected and have them all match, that she would be fined by the Homeowners Association. So our daughter responded in writing to the Homeowners Association, said, I don't know where you got this picture, but if you come and look at the house, you will notice that that is not the way the house looks. That must have been an old picture from the previous owner, and the screens actually do match. And there's two things to be said here. One, if she was threatened by the Homeowners Association. The other, with a fine. The other is, who are these people? You know, I would laugh. I would just laugh at people telling me that I had to comply with cutting my lawn to a certain height and having, you know, adhering to their whimsical rules and regulations. As a matter of fact, when I lived in the East Coast, I wanted to build a garage, and I was told by the Homeowners Association that the plans that I had for a freestanding two-car garage was 2 feet too tall. And I debated it with them, and I said I wanted to do that because I wanted to have a storage space in the attic of the garage, and it was my garage. And they said, no, you can't do it. We feel that it's too tall. And even though that the color and the shingles and everything is in keeping and matches, you know, with the existing house, that we are not going to approve it. And I thanked them. I thanked them for not approving it, and I told them that I would just put up a temporary structure. I found a circus tent, and it was I was going to erect that on the property as a temporary garage. It might last a few years, and it had, you know, it was one of those circus tents that was multicolored. It was yellow and red and orange and white stripes, and would work just fine. And they decided that I might be serious. And they thought that just the horror of looking across the road at my circus tent for years, they felt that maybe my garage was in keeping with the neighborhood, and they approved it. So you can fight these guys, but you're absolutely right. They're a nuisance.
Well, I'm going to, you know, I don't do that much radio anymore, Vince. I've done it for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you that I haven't gotten much you know, there's really literally a couple handfuls of people that have kept up with these issues and have been curious enough about these issues to want to learn about them. Because I'm telling you, they impact our lives. And, yeah. they're going to impact the destinies of our children's and children's lives. We have got to get, better informed. And I'm telling you, if you do not use that word communitarian, it's because you're afraid to lose your audience. You're afraid to lose the ear of your loved one or family member because this word just sounds so inoffensive Why do I need to know about that? No one ever says the word. The word you're going to hear, the word you're going to read, is that word, immunity. Now, I sent out an email blast yesterday. It's awaiting moderation. It was to American Free Press writer, former radio talk show host, Mark Anderson. It was a response to an article that he wrote on September 3rd at his website called thetruthhound.com. Now, Mark is going to be speaking in Austin this weekend, along with John Stabmiller and Jim Mars and Ron Avery, an architect in Texas, and Christopher Boleyn, to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And so I sent out an email blast last night to about 175 folks. And it talks, the title of the article is The Giver Movie, colon, Tyranny Overcome by the Human Spirit. Now, in an abridged form, it's a recent post at Henry Mako, MAKOW.com, under a different title. But it's about the same movie, which was released in 2014. Now, I don't go to Hollywood movies. I haven't been to one since 86. I don't watch the Talmud Vision. And I don't listen to the Jew snooze. But you can go on YouTube and you can watch The Giver, G-I-V-E-R, official trailer number one. This is a 2014 film starring Jeff Bridges and Taylor Swift. Now, they speak of this, it's a dystopian world that they talk about. And it sounds like it's a pretty good movie. Mark's article begins, The Giver is an intriguing movie which offers a glimpse or a glimmer of hope in a hopeless world, while serving as an apt metaphor for the kind of society in which we're captive while thinking we're free. Now, this is a Canadian, American, and South African movie that was recently brought out on Netflix, or Netflix, I guess. But it stars Meryl Streep and apparently well-received movie. But I want to share with you my post real quick, awaiting moderation, because probably Mark is en route to this confab down in Austin to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And this is how I style it. Bravo, Mark. Outstanding analysis, which it is. Thank you. Communitarianism and its direct connection to the implementation, and enforcement of communitarian law defines our present reality to a key. The storyline scripted and presented in the film's trailer, though, styles it cryptically and entirely too simply as that omnipresent capital C word, community. And in the movie, they don't refer to it as the community. They just simply refer to it as community. Thinking of Newspeak, George Orwell's 1984. But guess what? There's an entirely new lexicon from the Newspeak of 1984. Do an online search. What is a communitarian? Question mark. What is communitarianism? Question mark. What in the world is communitarianism? Question mark. Reference the New World Order, 1939, H.G. Wells. He described the world coming into view in 1939 as world-socialism. It's a hybrid of libertarianism, communism, capitalism, and mercantilism, what we refer to as free trade. It's a system of parasitism. For you Christians out there, pull out your concordance. Look up the word freeloading. It's a system of neocolonialism, neo-feudalism, neo-Platonism. It's a system of arrested development, that which seeks to thwart all human potential, including yours. A quote from Nikki Rapana, 2004. Whether we're taught it or not, we're all communitarians now. A magazine cover, Newsweek, 2009, and an article contained in The Pages Within by John Meacham, its former publisher, editor-in-chief. We are all socialists now. Look it up. We are all socialists now. Newsweek magazine, an article by John Meacham, 2009. And then this, contained therein. Marxists are de jure socialists and fascists are de facto socialists. They are both, however, socialists. The result of both types of socialism is the same centralized government control of the means of production and the economy. I have links provided. If anyone wants to write me, it's not on my very small, humble list, LarkinTexas@gmail.com. I'll forward you the same information because I try to make things simple. I understand most folks, they have families, they have jobs. They haven't had the opportunity that I've had to research this topic 24/7 for, since 2004. Do a search. What the communitarians stand for. Go to archive.org, the Wayback Machine, archive.org. Type in nord.tw.net. Read the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto before it was revised in 2012. Excellent, excellent overview. You've got to have it. Community Acquis, spelled A-C-Q-U-I-S, look it up, is the EU's new body of communitarian law. It's also in French, acquis communautaire, which translated into English means communitarian law. Now, you got a company in Germany or Britain doing business in the States. Perhaps multinational corporations. They have contracts. And they're also doing business with the People's Republic of China or the Soviet Union or Israel or wherever else in the world. If there is a contract dispute, under what court, under what jurisdiction would that dispute be adjudicated in a court of law? Communitarian law is never fixed law. It is a type of law that Americans, people around the world, are sadly wholly unfamiliar with, and they need to get up to speed now.
Mark, when we come back, let's talk about hospitals and their ever-expanding reach and what they're doing with body parts. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, trips. SolarC is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, quick announcement. RK Gun Shows has an event this weekend. Yep, this weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee, September 10 and 11. At the Knoxville Expo Center, Knoxville, Tennessee. Guns, ammo, accessories, military surplus, outdoor gear, and vendors willing to answer your questions. That's this weekend. Post on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. Lark, hospitals are expanding their reach, and I was looking at a post USA Today, and it's an old post. It's from 2004. Title, USA Today, there is money in the business of body parts. And that's just the title. What can you tell us about what hospitals are doing and what's going on with this expanded reach?
Well, I did a broadcast as a guest of Deanna Spangola's a few years back. And expanded on the work of a retired physician. I think it was. I think the keyword search would be I'll think of it in just a moment. But back in 1968, there was an industry, a huge, profitable industry that was being prevented to emerge because the standard of care had not been harmonized with the so-called law. And the way it was conceived to harmonize the so-called standard of care, to permit the harvesting of organs and body parts, was to define this thing called brain death. Now, before that time, the only way someone was dead, no longer alive, was if they no longer could respirate or breathe, and if their heart stopped beating. So they thought, well, what happens if somebody is clinically brain dead? How can we harmonize the standard of care, the language within the standard of care, vis-a-vis the hospital system across the country, within the American Medical Association, and within that would bear the imprimatur of the American Bar Association? And so these people got together, these bioethicists, these legal beagles, these so-called experts from the medical industry. Remember, the medical industry, do a search, Rockefeller Medicine, documentary, and an e-book, Rockefeller Medicine. And this is at a time when you, if you remember in years back to that time, you had these heart transplant patients that were getting hearts, first of baboons and chimpanzees, then of actual human beings. And so anyway, just to make a long story short, they came up with this non-scientific term of art, which they called brain death. And what happens with organ harvesting is if you're a donor and you have a son that's 19 years old, he's in a motorcycle accident, he's pretty banged up, he arrives at the hospital by ambulance, and then they all of a sudden they hook him up, you know, with all the tubes, and they put him on a respirator, they give him oxygen, and they monitor all his vital signs. At some point, and this was easily done in those days, you could keep a patient respirating or breathing, and you could keep his heart beating. But for whatever reason, he wasn't snapping to, you know, or so the young boy's family members, perhaps even his wife's family members, et cetera, loved ones, were told. Well, the only way that you can harvest an organ is if the heart is beating and the lungs are respirating. You cannot sully the harvested organs with medications that would damage the organ to make it unsuitable for transplant. And I'll finish on the other side.
Lark is going to wipe the smiles right off our faces when we come back. Please don't touch that dial.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, we've discussed death being of no respiration and no circulation, right? And then there's this new legal term, brain dead. So no response to stimuli. And it appears that the person is unresponsive and may be declared brain dead. And then we're going to talk about harvesting the organs of someone who has been declared brain dead. Please continue.
Well, you know, I have a confirmatory bias, and I admit it. Every single member of my nuclear family was murdered by their doctors. And I don't say that to alarm anyone. I'm stating it as actual fact. Now, I could prove it if the courts had not been taken over by the communitarians, if the law schools hadn't been taken over by the communitarians, if the medical schools hadn't been taken over by the communitarians, and if, in fact, communitarian solutions always trump individual liberty in a communitarian system. You know, you have to harmonize, you have to balance the rights, so-called, of the individual and juxtapose them against the rights of the nebulous so-called community. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, like Walmart or some big retail operation needs your farmland and they've got a better use for it than you've had, even though the farm's been in the family for generations. But there's more revenue to be obtained by this other enterprise, this corporate enterprise, so you lose your farm. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
Eminent well, that domain. Goes to the that goes to the 2005 Kellogg decision. Here's what you want to do. If you want to listen to that broadcast and see my accompanying research notes, go to Spingola, SPINGOLA.com, Spingola.com/LARK, LARK.html. And this is from a broadcast of January 21st, 2014. You're going to see all my research notes in preparation for the broadcast. You can hear a two-hour discussion of these matters. And here are some texts which were central to that discussion. First of all, let me say that if you go to Life Guardian Foundation, let me make sure I get this right. I believe it's .org, Life Guardian Foundation. .org, you're going to learn what affidavits and what documents to prepare so that you or your loved ones do not wind up like my brother, my younger brother, in 2011. What happened to him? He choked on a piece of steak. And within 2 minutes, 911 was called. But see, after a man or a woman or a child stops getting oxygen to the brain, after about 3 minutes, ask yourself, how long can you hold your breath underwater? Then something's going to impact their brain where they're going to lose motor function. And they're going to go into unconsciousness. LifeGuardianFoundation.org. Don't let it happen to you. Again, listen to the broadcast. Spingola.com/lark.html. Here are those texts. These are keywords. Look them up. A definition of irreversible coma. A change of heart and a change of mind? Question mark. Technology and the redefinition of death in 1968. Go to your encyclopedia, Uniform Anatomical Gift Act. Another title, keyword search, the 2006 Revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act, hyphen, a law to save lives. Now, you're going to get all the information you need, but the bottom line is the patient who has been declared brain dead. They come out and say, we've done everything we can do. I see you're not an organ donor. Would you like to, you know, your little Johnny or your little Sally, you know, your wife or your husband, to give the gift of life to save somebody else's? This is last contribution to humanity. And many people, when they get that driver's license, they say, yeah, I want to be an organ donor. Other people are not so sure. They say, I don't want to be an organ donor. But what's happening in these hospitals today is they play with the law and the language of the law to deceive. Now, to prepare for organ harvesting, they have to completely immobilize you. You cannot blink your eyes. You cannot cry out in pain. But rest assured, that patient is feeling pain, extreme pain, while they cut out their corneas, they cut out their heart, their liver, their kidneys, while they graft, they remove their skin for skin grafts. I mean, it's shocking the types of things that are being harvested from live human beings in the hospitals today. Now, I've actually researched who has got the fat contracts. In my neck of the woods here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the big players. These people are making money hand over fist, and they're auctioning off these body parts around the world in real time, vis-a-vis or via computer today, instant communication. So, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on that because I want to share a little bit more information with you and your listeners, Vince. But you've got it right there. You do not want to be an organ donor. End of story.
I just posted a link on page. I just posted a link on page one of USA Prepares to your notes in Deanna Spangol's broadcast with you. And I did a quick search on organ donation in Missouri. It's exactly what you said. It's dmv.org.mo, and it says, did you know a single organ can save up to 8 lives and impact the lives of more than 50 people?
Oh, yeah.
And they're selling this. And by the way, just as a quick note, there is this group that Obama signed an executive order in 2015 directing federal agencies to use behavioral science to sell their programs to the public. So Obama is trying to make us more amenable to government programs. And he used behavioral research to figure out how they could con us into agreeing with these programs that they have, these contracts that they want us to agree to. So you're absolutely positively right.
Let's remember, government, if you look the word up, you go to its etymological roots, it basically means mind control. Okay? Government does not exist. The word is governance, and governance means management. Communitarianism is a scientific, quote-unquote, dictatorship of the community. And you think you're part of the community, but you ain't. You're the target for private interest groups, whether they be marketers, whether they be NGOs, people in public-private partnerships. Do a search, reinventing government. We don't have a government anymore. Everything has been privatized. Go on Dun & Bradstreet. Go on Manta. You're going to find out that every single agency, quote unquote, of what used to be known as government has been privatized. They've become corporations. Get it out of your mind. And if you want to know how rights are defined in a communitarian system of governance, of scientific dictatorship, of your control, then you need to go to the Humanist Manifesto. And you need to read the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. All of us need to be cognizant of this thing called responsibility to protect, or R. Number two, P as in Paul. Do a search. R2P was the justification, the legal justification under international communitarian law for all the bloodletting in the Middle East in the aftermath of 9/11. Why isn't anyone talking about these things? It shocks me. We're only going to be able to touch the surface of this thing today. But unless the listeners are simply not curious, They don't give a damn. They're too busy. They've got other concerns that are much more important. If you don't want to know what is communitarianism, what is communitarian law, what is a communitarian, then you're simply not going to, you're going to basically be living like a zombie in La La Land. And, my goodness, I've been speaking about these issues for 6 years, but I'm telling you, what I see in the alternative media today, Vince, is a disorganized, chaotic effort to inculcate into the society at large, the populace, this entire notion of learned helplessness. Unless we get informed, we cannot fight. Because you can't fight what you don't know and you can't see.
Very interesting that you said that. The meetup group, when I was teaching them, wanted me to teach them how to prepare, and I forked off into an area where I was teaching them how to think. They didn't like that. They wanted to learn more about physical preparedness, things that we learned over and over and over and over again. I wouldn't do it.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for Twitter today.
Why did
you
got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Lark in Texas is with us. Website, larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you'd like to contact him, larkintexas@gmail.com. Lark, I just posted a link to Harvesting Organs images on page number one. Absolutely horrible.
Well, let's avoid, if we can, read this article. The title is Learned Helplessness Through the Alternative Media. Remember the Art of War, Sun Tzu. If you don't know your enemy and you don't know yourself, you can expect to lose every battle in which you engage in this life. If you know your enemy and do not know yourself, or alternately, you know yourself, you claim, but do not know your enemy, then you can expect to lose half of your battle. Only if you know yourself and your enemy can you expect to prevail in all your battles and thus win the war. And what I'm imparting to you and your listeners is something that I swear must be talked about. It's not. It's not. It's got to be. When you hear that word community, when you hear that word sustainable or sustainable development, a red flag needs to go up. That word community is guaranteed to induce a state of cognitive dissonance. The world is not what we think it is. We all learn from each other. You know, learned helplessness. Go to Britannica, anywhere, online. Is defined as a mental state in which an organism forced to bear aversive stimuli or stimuli that are painful or otherwise unpleasant becomes unable or unwilling to avoid subsequent encounters with those stimuli, even if they are quote-unquote escapable, presumably because it has learned that it cannot control the situation. This debilitating phenomena has been demonstrated in animals as well as humans and reminds us of the Stockholm syndrome. Do a search. Look it up. Another artificially induced state of helplessness that occurs in victims. That's just the first two paragraphs. It's a short read. We have to up our game. I'm telling you, the communitarian law in our courts via law enforcement is a reality today. We have to know what this word means. We have to understand that the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, so-called euphemistically Obamacare, is an entirely a communitarian legal instrument. This is our enemy, folks. This is the totalitarianism described by H.G. Wells in his 1939 book, The New World Order. This is what George Orwell was talking about. This is what Aldous Huxley was talking about. But the language that you think is inoffensive, harmless, that flies right over your head, the kind of crap that's being bandied about on your Sunday talk shows, they're talking about communitarian policy, and you don't even know it. And if you live in a slave labor camp, what Solzhenitsyn called a gulag archipelago, if you live in a model prison, which Jeremy Bentham styled the Panopticon, then you don't know the reality of the world that you live in unless you know about these words.
And unfortunately, Lark, there are so few of us who are willing to read and learn. And the simple definition of learned helplessness is people feel, people and animals feel that they're conditioned to believe that a situation is inescapable or unchangeable. So they give up.
Let's empower ourselves. Let's not be helpless.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Lark in Texas, thanks so much. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.